Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shelby Williams, and she is the youth coordinator for Cass County Extension. Good morning to you, Shelby.
Good morning.
Shelby, I've been looking forward to coming to visit with you because I'd say you're still pretty new in this position.
Yes, I'm very new in this position. I've been here for about a little over 2 months, and everything's underway, and I'm having a lot of fun with what I'm doing, so.
That's great. And, you know, in this position, like a lot of other positions, to me, you're new until you've been through it at least a year, because things change. I mean, it's not like tomorrow you're going to do the same thing you're doing today, and next month you're probably not going to be doing the same thing.
No, we do something different every day. That's the one biggest thing that I've noticed about my job is that no 2 days are the same. And that's the one thing that I really like about this job is that there's such a variety of the personnel you get to deal with, the kids. Everyone has different ideas and different ways of doing things, and it's just awesome to see that all come together.
It's great. So I want to come back and visit with you a little more about Shelby, but before we do that, there's a couple of things coming up, events, and I noticed that you're having a penguin workshop. Tell me about the penguin workshop.
Yeah, the penguin workshop, we already held one, and this one is for kids in Anita. So this one will be the same as the first one. It'll just be here in Atlantic, and we will be doing different crafts and reading some stories about penguins and talking with the kids through kindergarten through second grade about the different types of penguins and about their environment and where they live and different aspects of a penguin's life.
You probably don't get to have a real life penguin.
No, not this year.
Okay, so that's for kindergarten through second graders. And is there a cost for this?
It is free to attend, so everyone's welcome to attend that, and just the kids that are in grades kindergarten through second, yes. And it's from 9 to noon in the morning, so.
Okay, and the date of that is?
The date is Monday, April 17th.
Okay, so you really need to know how many youth are going to show up, so I'm guessing there's a registration process here and a date.
Yes, the registration deadline is April 10th, so if you guys could get in your registrations, we would be happy to spend a few hours with the kids talking about penguins with them.
And, of course, folks can go online to get all of this information. You know, there is a real address, but I always just put in ISU Extension Cass County, and it pops up. Somehow that's easier for me than remembering the address. And it'll be there, and all the forms you need and the information you need is going to be there, Shelby. So anything else? It's time for youth to be thinking ahead when they have livestock. They got to get some things done related to that.
Yeah, this weekend, April 8th from 8 to 11 is swine weigh-in. So we're really excited about that and about the kids who are interested in showing hogs this year at the fair. Also on April 17th, there is the FSQA training. So anyone that is planning on exhibiting any sort of livestock at the county fair is required to attend or take a test and pass it so that they are eligible to show at the county fair.
So you rattled off all those initials. What do they mean and why is it important for youth to be knowledgeable?
Yeah, FSQA is Food Safety and Quality Assurance. And I guess from our standpoint and the state standpoint, this is something that kids need to know how to properly care and treat their animals. It gives different insights to how, if an animal's sick, how to care for them. If there is not a way to take care of them, what is your next step? And for all the kids in 4-H and FFA, this is very important because at a young age, those are some big responsibilities that you have to take on. And I know personally growing up that FSQA helped me a lot to make some bigger decisions.
Well, that's good to know. It isn't just one of those other things we have to do, that it really is helpful. So that's just a good time to talk about you, Shelby. When did you begin in 4-H?
Yeah, I started 4-H when I was in fourth grade, and I showed all the way through my 12th grade year, and then I continued showing FFA till I was 21 at the state fair, so I've been active in 4-H and FFA for a long time.
Okay. Now, when you say showing, tell us about some of the projects that you had.
Yeah, the two main categories I showed in, I showed beef and I was very active with showing. I showed a lot of Simmental heifers and cattles, so I really placed emphasis on my cow-calf pairs. So I've told numerous people that was my favorite project, going home and raising those calves and watching them grow and then continuing on the herd. And I still have some calves at home that I'm still continually raising, so it's been a really fun to watch them grow and develop. And then my other project is I showed hogs. So when I was younger, we actually farrowed hogs, so I've kind of had the farrowing production side and the show side to both of those species.
And so that kind of relates back to, you said you learned a lot from this required class that you have to take, because you in both cases you started with those animals when they were babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the biggest joy for me. A lot of people say that they just like showing the livestock, which it is. It's fun to show livestock, but when you get to watch them from the time they are born and hit the ground to whenever they decide to go off your farm and either go to be made into meat, or if you continually raise cattle, it's just the great joys. And you learn a lot from that. You learn about the joys and discomforts mm-hmm. that agriculture does hold true to. I mean, I've seen a lot of joyous events, and then there's also very sad and tragic events. And I guess that's taught me a lot as an individual, that teaches you a lot about life just in general.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And discipline and responsibility, as you mentioned earlier. So were there some other projects? Like, I'm thinking you probably did some community service, some citizenship, some of those kinds of things.
Yeah, I was very active in that too. Where I was from, we had a building called Dyer Hudson. So I did a lot of the like crafts and baking and stuff like that. We, like every club here is required to do a citizenship project. We went out and did community service events. We went out and did different things. My biggest and most memorable one I can think of is, I did a lot of them, so they kind of all run together after a while. But I really enjoyed playing bingo with the elderly people at the nursing home. And that was one thing that I really, really liked doing. So,
and I'm guessing you developed some relationships.
Yes.
and learned some things perhaps about aging. It wasn't so much the bingo thing as being there.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is, the relationships. I guess that's a big thing about 4-H too, is you build those relationships, and those are things that you carry on with you forever. So we would go back year after year and play bingo, and you'd see some of the same people. And then after a while, you'd see some of those people not be there anymore. And again, that's a mm-hmm. important part of learning and growing and developing mm-hmm. through 4-H.
Mm-hmm. It is, lots of opportunities. So you should tell us where you grew up and maybe some of the interests. We know you had livestock interests, but maybe some other interests. Or where did you grow up?
I grew up in actually Pella, Iowa, and I attended school there till I was a sophomore in high school. We then moved to Adair, and I finished and graduated high school from Adair Casey, and I then went to Southwestern Community College for 1 year and then graduated from Northwest Missouri State. And I guess people would ask me what my biggest passion was other than 4-H and FFA, and that's golf. So I ended up playing golf at Northwest Missouri State and loved every minute of it, and couldn't have thought of anything better to do than to spend my summers either working with livestock or playing golf.
So you're probably pretty anxious to have this good weather start. And maybe you even, did you get out there in those couple nice days?
Yeah, I did get out there a couple nice days, but yeah, this rain needs to stop so that we can get out back on the golf course. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to spend my weekends golfing and just relaxing.
Maybe you'll want to recruit some 4-H'ers to get out on the golf course with you. I mean, that is a possibility, right? Anything's possible in 4-H.
Yes, that is possible. And again, like I said, that's golf's a really another big love of mine. So if any of the kids were interested, I would definitely give some free lessons, that's for sure.
Another opportunity. So again, we want to remind folks, if you're interested in the kindergarten through second grade penguin workshop camp, you need to get registered for that and go online to the Extension Cass County Extension site and find lots more information there. And one last question, can youth still join 4-H?
Yes, youth can enroll in 4-H until May 15th. May 15th is the deadline, so if you're planning on joining, now would be a good time to do so, and you can contact us at the Extension office, and we'd be more than happy to help you get enrolled and get into 4-H, because like LaVon said, there's a lot of opportunities.
Okay. Thank you very much, Shelby Williams, for visiting with us and letting us get a bit acquainted with you. Until next time, here's a thought. A smile is a curve that can set a lot of things straight.